Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if just a few minutes a day could completely change your spiritual life? Today on This Week in America, we talk with author and longtime Bible teacher Pat Mann about her book, 100 Life-Challenging Devotionals, a collection designed to inspire faith, encourage growth, and help people connect more freely with God. After decades of teaching in churches, nursing homes, youth groups, and even inside a county jail, Pat has seen firsthand the power of a simple message delivered at just the right moment. Her devotionals are designed to meet people where they are, whether it's a quiet moment alone, a group gathering, or even a time of struggle and searching. So how can something so simple have such a powerful impact? We'll talk about the heart behind these devotionals, the real-life experiences that shape them, and how they can be used to inspire faith in everyday life. Stay with us. This is a message that just might change your day or your life. We welcome back to This Week in America, Pat Mann, author of 100 Life-Challenging Devotionals, emphasizes evangelism and Christian growth. Pat, a pleasure having you back with us. Thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you.
You've done it again. This is a book that is so helpful to people and so well done. What inspired you to begin writing these devotionals? How did this all begin for you?
Well, usually when I write something, it's because there's a need for it. And I have a book with hour-long lessons in it, but that's not suitable for many occasions, like in hospital rooms or to open a meeting or something. You need short lessons that only take, 5 to 8 minutes to do.
And these are right on the money. They are short. They're right to the point. They have powerful messages in them. The book is available wherever books are sold. And on Pat's website, patjmannbooks.com. Mann is two N's, M-A-N-N. From what source did you choose the topics? Where did these topics come from?
Well, in the hour-long lessons that book that I have, there's a section there that reviews the main points of that lesson, and I reviewed those main points and picked out topics from those main points to write a shorter lesson on it, to be used for opening meetings and hospital rooms and one-on-ones, and some people just want it for their own personal use.
It's very flexible. It's adaptable. We'll talk about that as we go through the conversation. There are so many uses for them, including, as Pat just mentioned, just keeping it and reading it yourself when you need to get a little inspiration, when you go through tough times. This book is available for you. The book is available wherever books are sold and at Pat's website, 100 Life Challenging Devotionals. What audience of readers did you primarily have in mind to use this book? Who was the book written for primarily?
Well, chaplains of all kinds, hospitals.
Yes.
There are chaplains in industry. Those who visit residents in nursing homes. Our travel group has a short devotional on the bus before we have our daily activities. Church youth meetings, doctor waiting rooms. I sometimes leave a book in the waiting room at a doctor's office. And for individual closet time with the Lord, auxiliary meetings of all kinds, family gatherings, sports briefings, actually any group gathering that desires a short spiritual note before they begin their activity.
The uses are almost limitless, aren't they? You can think of just about everything, and I love in the doctor's way. Sometimes we're there and we're there with our thoughts and trying to deal with something, and that is an excellent place for the book to be placed. What goals do you hope to achieve from these lessons? What do you hope the end is for you?
Well, education is one goal. I'm amazed at how people do not know much about the Bible these days. So it's education. It's also inspiration to bring principles of the Bible into everyday life. The main goal, of course, is to point people to saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal relationship with Him. That's the main goal.
What groups do you visualize as listeners to the lessons from this book? Who do you see?
It doesn't have to be groups, actually. It could be nursing home residents, hospital patients, youth gatherings. And in the youth gathering, a youth could even present one of these devotionals. It could be used in locker rooms before a game, or holiday gatherings is a good place to use it. And like I said, travel groups who are on their way. And also, if you're on a trip, you could take it along and have something good to read while you're traveling.
And you can read several chapters, several devotionals. You can read one. You can read it. Really fills in the time, doesn't it, in a meaningful way as you're traveling. So many, when you're talking, Pat's talking, there's so many things, the items that come to mind. And I'm thinking gifts. This would make a great gift idea. What holidays, what occasions would you see this being used as a gift?
Well, I usually give it as an add-on gift, like for graduation. Wedding, you get a gift, but also add the book to it. People who help me, I have a hard time sometimes loading groceries out in the parking lot. And if somebody stops to help me, I appreciate that. And I give them one of these books when I need help. So it's just a gift that can say thank you for all you do.
Well, it's a great item to have to buy, like, multiple copies and pass out at those occasions to always have and carry with you in the car. So when something like Pat is describing, somebody is giving you a hand somewhere, and you can bring the book out and give it to them as a thank you. You touched on this in the beginning, and it's so important in the society where we want something and we want it done now. Why was it important to you to have the lessons to be short? You mentioned, like, in the 7, 10, 12-minute category. Why was that really a key as you wrote these?
Well, like I said, hour-long lessons sometimes do not work well in some situations. Most table gatherings, if you sit down to a meal, sometimes people want a short breakfast devotional, or an hospital visit. Any event where everyone is expecting to participate in a major event, they're not there to have an hour-long lesson, just a short spiritual note to start things off. So it needs to be short and can be useful in many situations.
And you get right to the message, which is something else. It's not like you're reading for 20 minutes and then you go, oh, I see why she wrote this. It's right there, and it's something that you can apply in everyday life. The book is 100 Life-Challenging Devotionals, emphasizes evangelism and Christian growth. I noticed a series of lessons that begin with the titles, It Pleases God When. What ways did you have in mind to present these lessons?
I always want to cover all the points of those lessons, so I will do presentations at like consecutive meetings until they have all been presented. It could be 1 week or 1 day at a time to cover each point. I'm sure to give a brief review when I'm ready to do the second lesson, to review the first one and all the way through until we're done. But especially if we're doing it 1 week apart, you need to go back and review what we did the week before. But one a day is better, such as cabin time, a week-long or five-day church camp situation, or a travel group. Or these five lessons can be put together and presented in 1 hour-long lesson, such as a classroom setting, and cover all those lessons in one setting if that's preferred. Or you can break it up and use it at different meetings.
As you do with all of your books, there's really a lot of thought that goes in to make them user-friendly, to reader-friendly, how you can use these, how you can get the maximum out of the devotionals, the information that you have in the books. And that's certainly the case here with 100 Life-Challenging Devotionals. You choose to use a splash of rainbow colors on the cover. I love the cover of this. We have it on the video that we're showing it. Why did you choose that particular design? It's really eye-catching, isn't it? I love the rainbow effect.
Well, here in Western Kansas, we don't get a lot of rainbows. And when we do have one, it's very eye-catching. So I use it because it is eye-catching. It speaks of God's creation. Now, my husband was concerned about using the rainbow because there is an ungodly group out there who have adopted the rainbow as their symbol. And so he was concerned about using that. But I said, I'm just not going to let that group steal God's rainbow. So I use it to catch people's eye and to speak of God's creation.
Well, it's very effective, and the cover of that and all your book covers are very colorful and will capture your attention and very welcoming as well. Out of all the goals that you mentioned, does one goal stand out above all the others in terms of getting this book out there and having an impact?
Well, of course, the main goal all the time, the main goal is to point people to Jesus Christ as the only one who can forgive their sins and give eternal life, and whose teachings are a practical guide for every decision a person needs to make in a lifetime. A second major goal, a guide to understanding some everyday situations. Once a person has participated in one of these short lessons, often that person is facing a decision that he or she has to make. And the Holy Spirit works to bring up to your memory some of the lessons in this. It gives you a guideline to help you make that decision. There's a lesson in there called Dog in a Pen, and that's a good example to help someone understand that when life is uncomfortable and you find yourself in a place that you didn't want to be, and maybe you think God's being mean to you, and it could be he's actually putting you in an uncomfortable situation to protect you from something harmful. For example, you have car trouble on the road, and that kept you from being in a bad spot on the road where an accident happened that might have happened if you hadn't had that car trouble. That's not a very good excuse. But anyway, there was a man who was very upset that he missed his flight because of New York City traffic. He was very upset. However, at 11 o'clock that day, all the passengers on that plane lay dead in a field in Pennsylvania. And he ended up being very thankful that he missed his flight due to New York traffic.
Yes.
We call that day 9/11.
Yeah, that sounded familiar as you were telling, Matt. And then it's like, okay, the Pennsylvania, I understand that. And wow, such a close call. And things do happen. I mentioned in the beginning, can just a few minutes a day change your life? And that really is a meaningful question because it can it? If somebody reads through 100 Life Challenging Devotionals, it only takes a matter of a few minutes, and it can be life-changing. The message there can be life-changing.
It can be life-changing. Somebody called me that somebody way off somewhere, I don't know where it was, that had that these devotionals helped him immensely, that it was life-changing, in fact. So if that can happen for somebody, that's what it's all about.
It really is. And you've done such a wonderful job with, and I'll mention the other two books here in a second, but I want to go back to one of the things you said. Your mission is simple in this book, growing spiritually and sharing their faith with others in a meaningful way. I want to talk briefly, growing spiritually. You've been teaching Bible since a very young age. You would think if anybody has grown spiritually, it's you. And I sense you still learn something. Are you still growing spiritually?
You can't write something like that and not grow spiritually.
Well, yes.
mostly the lessons and devotionals that I write are good for me. And I can think of instances where I have been helped by the things that I write that might help other people.
So you're helping yourself as well as helping other people in what you've written. And the other part of that, sharing your faith, how important is that? That's something that you've done, again, throughout your youth and into your adult life and continuing to do it now. How important is that to share the faith with others?
Yes, I've been teaching Bible lessons since I was 16, and I've taught in many, many, many different settings, including the county jail. For 38 years, I taught inmates in the county jail. And
that is important to share. What feeling do you get when you go to the county jail? And it's been almost 40 years now that you've been doing this. And you see the response that you're getting. You're talking to people who are probably at the lowest point they will ever be in their lives, and you're there to offer them help and guidance. How rewarding is that to be in that position and to see people make positive changes because of your message?
Oh, well, there's nothing like it. To know that you helped somebody who really needed it, and something that I wrote, that they read, was just what they needed. Point them to a biblical principle that got them through a situation that they were in. And that's just the best reward of all, especially for a teacher or a writer.
Well, yes, to see the response and to even hear later that someone that you had talked to turning their life around because of the message that you left them. I mentioned the other books that you've written. Let's talk about those just briefly here at the end. This book, 100 Life-Challenging Devotionals, emphasizes evangelism and Christian growth. The book, of course, available wherever books are sold. Pat's website is patjmanbooks.com, man, two N's, M-A-N-N. Of course, available at Amazon, the usual places. Let There Be Music was the first book that we talked about in an interview some time ago. Talk about that book very briefly and why you wrote that and the impact that that's had.
Well, we had a pastor in our town. He could sing and play the guitar, and he wrote a song on every chapter of Psalms. And I was impressed with that. And I don't sing or play the guitar, but I like to write. So I thought I would try to write devotionals on every chapter of Psalms. And when I got that first chapter done, it actually tells you how you can be a success in life. And I was just hooked. And I was glad to write devotionals on every chapter of Psalms and put it in the books, Let There Be Music, in three volumes so that they wouldn't be bulky to carry around. But that has lifted me. I can't tell you how much that has helped me to write those lessons in Psalms.
And as Pat said, that's a part of a three-part series. Those are available, Let There Be Music. And on the last interview we did with Pat, we talked about the book Teacher-Friendly Bible Lessons on Short Notice. And I love that because many people find themselves in that position, either asking somebody to fill in or being asked to fill in, and they don't have anything prepared, and you're talking about the Bible, so you would like to have it as accurate as possible. A little pressure with that there. You've broken it down in this book. Talk about this, because literally within a couple of minutes, you're prepared to teach a class.
Yes, that has happened to me. I was an education director for a local church, and somebody calls me 20 minutes before class time to say they have a sick kid and they can't come. So I have to go out in the lobby and grab somebody and say, go in there and do something. Well, I knew that wasn't very good. And I've always written my own lessons, so I just reformatted them to be teacher friendly. They have a guide that tells them exactly what to do. Say this, read this, ask this question, wait for response. And have a review of all the main points, and even a quiz at the end in case they need to fill in time.
I was going to say, you can adapt this to pretty much whatever time restraints that you're dealing with in that situation. So that book's available as well. Teacher-friendly Bible lessons on short notice. Our guest, Pat Mann, the book's available at a website, patjmannbooks.com. What are you working on now? You've got something else that you're working on?
Well, believe it or not, there is one thing that's being worked on. During COVID, when everything was shut down, even churches, I decided to take a writing class out at the college. And we had assignments to write short stories and poems on different genres. And there's somebody out there who wants to publish those, those stories and poems.
Fantastic.
So that's in the works right now. It's called Pat's Coffee Break, short stories and poems.
I love that. Let us know how you're coming with that when the books are published. We'll certainly have an opportunity to talk about that. These books that we talked about, the three that are available, are currently available. You'll find them Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at Pat's website, patjmannbooks.com. A direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As we head into the time of year when we got birthdays and graduations and weddings and the major holidays after that, the book we talked about today, 100 Life-Challenging Devotionals, emphasizes evangelism and Christian growth, is an ideal gift idea, an add-on gift idea, a book just to give to somebody in the neighborhood, a book to take along and say thank you to somebody who's gone out of their way to help you, as Pat mentioned in her life. All the books are available wherever books are sold, and again, at Pat's website. Pat, it's been a pleasure once again having you on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
It has been a pleasure, as always, and I'd like to thank EC Publishing, LLC, bringing your vision to life with expert editing, design, and marketing tools tailored to your publishing needs. And you can listen to all of our interviews on 28 podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and many more. Also on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and others. And don't forget, when you're there, to like, comment, and subscribe for inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.